Daf is Daf Yud Beis. So it's in the middle of a conversation here. I think it's kedai to do 10 lines down. The first word is Divrei Chachamim Niftim, and then the Gemara says with the Rabbi Shimon de Leslai. Or if you want to go to Yud Aleph, did you guys make the Yud Beis?
I made it here also.
Okay.
Did you make it?
We can go back. Let's go back then.
No, we stopped at
So let's go.
So let's go. So let's see. Which line did you get to? With Edi Baravin, that one? Okay. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Rabbanan de Pligi Aleh de Rabbi Shimon. So what the Gemara is talking about here is the concept of Lev based in Masna Lem, whether Bezin will get involved and make a Tanai. This way, even though there might be a Hekdesh, they could undo the Hekdesh and not being stuck. So Rabbi Shimon was of the opinion that Leslie, they don't hold to the concept of Lev based in Masna Lem, that the Kedusha is stuck forever. But there is the opinion of the Rabbanan who argue, and they do hold of the concept of Lev based in Masna Les. They want to know who Aman Ninu, who are these Rabbanan, who are these people that hold, that we do hold of Lev based in Masna Lem, that again, if you don't need the Davar Hekdesh, it will just automatically disappear, the Kedusha. So the Gemara says, Aman Ninu, last line of Yud Aleph and Beis, Inema Rabbanan de Ketores, if you're going to tell me the Chachamim about Ketores, who allowed you to be pode, the Ketores, the extra Ketores, onto the Maos, since they allowed you to do that, must be because the Beis Din had built in a stipulation. The Gemara says, can't be because shiny Ketores de lo bar riyuhi. Ketores, you're stuck. There's no other way around it. Ketores will be stuck forever. And even Rabbi Shimon will agree, even though in general Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold to the concept of Lev based in Masna Lem, they won't make it tonight. When you come to a situation where you're stuck, there's no other way, Ketores never becomes possible. You can't let it graze and get a mum like an animal, obviously. So that's why even Rabbi Shimon would agree you could be poed to the Ketores. So that can't be the Shita. Ella must be Rabbanan de Para. Must be Chachamim. In regards to the paraduma, that paraduma we said you're allowed to be podet, even though there is no mum, if you find a better paraduma from this. So the Gemara says maybe that's unique by paraduma. Maybe even there Rabbi Shimon will agree you could be podet even without a mum, because shiny para, duma shiny para, de damel yikar. But since they're very, very expensive, so maybe in that situation they don't want the first paraduma that I set aside, that I found the better one to make the second paraduma. So now this first one, which is still kadosh, still paraduma, it's very expensive. It's just let us sit around and unnecessarily, that would be a big hefshin mamon. So maybe because the price is very expensive, they would allow you, even Rabbi Shimon would allow you to be poed to the paraduma. So the Gemara says, Ve'ela must be Rabbanan de Amrulo. The Rabbanan of the Amrulo, the Rabbanan of our Mishnah and Shavuos, that had the conversation, that they said to Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon said that every Sa'ir of Regalim, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Kippur are all Mechaper for something else. So then Rabban said back to them, and said, Rabbi Shimon said, if you lost one of them, they wanted to know, could you be Makriv the Regal on Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur on Rosh Chodesh, could you switch them around or not? And the Rabbi Shimon said, since the kaparas are not shava, you're not allowed to switch them around with each other. And Rabbi Shimon also felt you can't remove the kedusha from them, because Rabbi Shimon holds ein lev based in masnalem. So now the Chachamim say, Amrulo, this conversation, it sounds like from the fact that Rabbi Shimon holds you're stuck forever, indicates that the Chachamim who are arguing Rabbi Shimon hold that you can be laid based in his Masnalem, you can switch them around. You can use the Sari of Rosh Chodesh for regular Yom Kippur and switch them around because laid based in is Masnalem. So the Gemara answers and says, how do you know? Mimai, the Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know Rabbi Yehuda is the one behind the Chachamim? And they say, V'hachi kamarlehu. Bishmal, the Rabbi Yehuda says, I understand, it makes sense to me. Damina, that I hold Rabbi Yehuda, Lev Basin Masalayan, Amtul Hachi Yikrivu. The reason why if a sari from Regio gets lost, I could use it for Yom Kippur or for Rosh Chodesh, because Lev Basin Masalayan, they always let you remove Kedushas if you need from one place to the next. Who said Rabbi Yehuda is behind the Chachamim in the Mishnah? El Lididach, but still this is going on Rabbi Yehuda. El Lididach, according to you, Rabbi Shimon, Damislo, that you say you can switch around, you don't hold of Lev based in Masna Lem. Amai Yukri, why do you hold that you also, why would you agree you could switch the Sari of Rosh Chodesh to the Regil and to Yom Kippur? So how do you know Rabbi Yehuda is the one behind Amrulo? Dilma, maybe it's Rabbi Meir he. Maybe Rabbi Meir is the one who's responding back to Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. Vahachi Kamarlehi, that's what Rabbi Meir says. Bishmali, it all makes sense to me why a sayer from Rosh Chodesh works for Regel or vice versa or Yom Kippur. Because Damina, I hold, Kalasi Irim, Kaparas, and Shaveh. all the goats provide the same kapara. So there's no difference. Regel, Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, they all do the same thing. So that's why he could swap the different seirim. Mishim hachi yikruvu. According to you, Rabbi Shimon, why would you allow them to work? Meaning the reason why the Chacham might say you could switch around the different Seirim is not because of the concept of Lev based in Masalem, but it's because you hold the Kaparas on Shava. So there is no right from the Mishnah, the Amrullah of the Mishnah, that they're the ones who hold of a Lev based in Masalem. Ella, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yochanan and Gamirle, they have a Mesara, they have a tradition, the Divrei Rabbi Shimon that they hold. Rabbi Shimon holds Ein Niftin, that you are not able to be Poder if there's no Mum, because Ein Lev based in Masalem. But they also have a tradition that Chachamim, the Divrei Chachamim Niftin, that you are allowed to be Poder even though there's no Mum, if it's unnecessary, that leftover carbon you have, because the concept of Lev based in Masalem. Gemara now says, Rabbi Shimon, the less lay based in Masnalem. According to Rabbi Shimon, they don't hold of it. My Avdunhu, what are they going to do? They also agree there are going to be situations where there are leftover karbanos. So for example, we had the other day, a few days ago, that every single year when Rosh Chodesh Nisan begins, you can't use the last year's crop, the last year animals. So there are always, we said, 6 sheep set aside for the Karban Talmud. So that means every single year after the last day of Adar, you shech 2 of them for the Talmud Shel Shachar. And Tamid Shalbin Habayim, there's always going to be 4 leftovers. So what's Rabbi Shimon going to say you do with the 4 leftover Tamidim? You can't use them for the upcoming year. And you also can't remove the Kedusha because they hold of Ein Lev based in Masna Aleim. So what do you do with the extra animals? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makitin Behen Esamezbech. What does Makitin mean? So if you look at Rashi four narrow lines down, Makitin Behen Esamezbech, Kisha Mizbeach Batel, when the Mizbeach is inactive, it's during the daytime and nothing's going on. It's a very, it's a snowy day out, let's say no one could bring their carbon, so it's very inactive. Makrivin Osan Ola Linidvas Tzibor. They want to keep it active and things busy in the base of Migdash, so they'll take a Olas Nidvas Tzibor, a dedication from the Tzibor funds, and they'll fill up and continue to keeping the Mizbeach active. So they would tap into these 4 karbanos left over from last year if there's a very slow day. Everyone's busy, it's Nisan, so everyone's busy, let's say, cleaning up for Pesach, so then they'll just take one of these sheep from last year and be makrivit as a nidvas tzibur. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Umodi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does agree that there are other situations where you can say lev, that they agree yesh lev based in Masna Lev. What are they? B'si'irei chatas shein makitin begufan ela b'dimeyam. When it comes to Seirei Chatas, so let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mode Rabbi Shimon b'Seirei Chataos, sheniknu mitchumas halishcha shashana zu. You bought Chataos from this year's funds. V'nisos, who end up becoming leftover. Kigo nisayir she Rosh Chodesh Adar she'avad v'nimsa b'nisan. Let's say you set aside a goat for Rosh Chodesh Adar. You lose it. So instead you find the replacement, you bring a new one, and then you find the old sire of Adar in Nisan. Now it's the new year. So what do you do? Shein eroi l'kariv od l'chovas tzibur. It can no longer fulfill your obligations for this year's karbanos because it has last year funds. Harehu l'keitz mizbech. So modehu, he agrees though, shein makitin bugufo l'kariv huola. You don't actually bring that sheep as the karbon ella bidamav. You have to be podet. Sheyira ulechshumam. You can't podet as is without the mum. Rather, you let it graze, and when it gets a mum, sheyira, you let it graze, and ulechshumam, when it receives a mum, a blemish, then yiku bidamav ola. So then you sell the animal, and then the proceeds from that animal you use to buy a different animal, leketz hamizbeach, in order to keep the mizbeach active. So he agrees that you're not going to bring in these cases of the 4 leftover Tamidim, or the case of the Seirim, the case of the Tamidim, you bring the actual animal up. The case of a Seir Chatas that's left over, you don't bring the actual Achatas, rather you have to be Podet when it gets a Mum, and then with that money you buy a new Ola. So the Gemara says, why is this different? Why by the Tamidim do we let you bring the actual Tamidim, the Guf, the animals, as an Ola, but by the leftover Chatas we don't let you have to actually redeem it first? So the Gemara says, Hacha, here, by the case of the carbon tamid leftover, who demikare ola v'hash ola, a carbon tamid is a type of ola, and when you bring a nidvas tzibur, that's also an ola. So since it's in the same parish of a ola, so you don't have to switch anything. You could bring the actual animal that even though it was set aside to be a carbon tamid, which is an ola, you can now use it as an olas nidvas tzibur without having to transfer money. Abal Hasam over there, when it comes to this iri chatas, which was left over, to Hasam dimeikara chatas v'hashta ola. Thereby, this iri chatas of a Rosh Chodesh Adar was a chatas. Now you want to try to use it for an ola. Those are two different karbanos, so you have to switch them around. And the Gemara explains gezera la'achar kapara atu lifnei kapara. It's a gezera afterwards for before. Meaning what? Look what Rashi says. Rashi says aval hacha the gezera. Excuse me, gzeir la'acha kapara atu kodim kapara, imach sheres chatas tzibur likariv ola, la'acha shenis kapru. So this chatas tzibur was supposed to be brought for Rosh Chodesh. Now it got lost, and you found the replacement. So no longer do you need that kapara for the chatas of Rosh Chodesh. So this is a case of la'acha shenis kapru, where the tzibur already received the kapara of the sar chatas. So again, imach sheres chatas tzibur likariv ola, if you allow chatas tzibur to transfer to an ola seamlessly, in a situation where the tzibur received kapara from a different chatas for Rosh Chodesh Adar, we need to in lazel a ketam mizbeach and just use it for the ketam mizbeach. Asi lachshurinami laola kodem kapara. There's a chashash that let's say you have a sar chatas that's set aside for Rosh Chodesh Adar, and let's say you lose it, and then you find it again before the kapara, you might want to just transfer it over to the ola even before the kapara has been achieved, and that's not allowed. If no kapara has been achieved yet, you can switch the chatas to the ola. So because of that gzeira, they said even after, even the achash and iskapru, they made a gzeira, you always have to make one step in between, transfer the chatas to money, then the money would have to transfer over to the ola because of this gzeira. Mar now brings a series of rayas that people say the similar idea here, that Amar Abaye says, af ananami tanina, we also hold of the Mishnah of what? That you can't be makriv the guf, rather you have to transfer it over to damim. So what's this mission? The mission appears, it's earlier, we saw this in the Masechta here, that par of isari shel Yom HaKippurim she'avdu. If you had a cow or a goat of Yom Kippur she'avdu that was lost, and hifrish acharem tachtem, and you had then set aside different karbanos in their place, v'chein tz'iri avod zara she'avdu, a similar case, you have the goats that were set aside for a karban for a aveira of avod zara, you lost them, and hifrish acharem tachtem, and you separate others in its place. Kulan Yamusu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds those extra ones after you found them, you do nothing with them. You just let them die. That's all Shita Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, they hold Yiru Ad Sheist Avu Vimchu Viplu Demem Linadava Shein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. They hold no. There's Ein Chatas Tzibur Mesa. You can't let the Chatas Tzibur die. Rather, what you do with the Chatas is, even though it's unnecessary, you have to let it graze in the field. And after time, as it gets older, it's eventually going to get a mum. Once it gets a mum, you could sell it off, use the money, and then buy a Olas Nidava. So the Gemara asks, am I? Why do you have to sell it off? Wait for there to be a mum. Nikavu inu l'kuvayu ul ola. It's a situation where you received kapara from a different carbon, so these are now extra. So now that they're extra, let them naturally become olas nidvos. Why do you have to wait for there to be a mum and to sell it and redeem it? Ela must be lav shma mina. We learn from here that gzeira lacha kapara atu lufnei kapara. Make it in your right. After the kapara is achieved, the achatas could very easily transform into a ola. But there's a concern that people might do this even before the kapara has been achieved, so therefore they made a gezeira, even lefnei kapara, even la'achar kapara, you can't transfer it right away, you have to pod it after it received the mum. Similarly, Rava Amar Rava, Rava says the same thing, we also turn on the Mishnah of the Sheni, Yira Ad Shistayev. What's the case here? It's a situation where you have Shnei Se'irim, the two goats for Yom HaKippurim, and they say you did the Hagrala, you did the Lot, this is La'ashem, this is La'azazel, and then one of them ran away. Now let's say you need to replace the Lahashem. You need to bring two new goats. You have one already, Lazazel standing there. You bring two new goats now. You have to do a new Hagrala. So now the Lahashem is going to replace the Lahashem. Now you have an extra Lazazel. What do you do with this extra Lazazel now? You already have the Lazazel. The Lazazel never ran away yet. So the Gemara says, Hasheni Yira Ad Sheistayv, that second extra, that extra Lazazel, you have to let it graze until it's received the mum. V'yimchar v'yiplu damav l'nedava. And then you sell it and use the money to buy an olas nedava. Bamai asks the Gemara, Yikarev ihu gufei ola. So why not bring that actual sar Lazazel? It's unnecessary. So let any unnecessary carbon becomes immediately into olas nedava. So we see, you're right, Mikadin, you are correct, you really can do that, but again, elalav, shma mina, gzeira, achar kapara, atulufnei kapara. If we allow a person to take a chatas and transfer it to an olas nidava right away, people might think you could do that even before the kapara, so they made a gzeira across the board. Amravina, Af ananami tanir. Ravina says the same thing. That asham shemesu ba'alav, oshin is kapru ba'alav, yira ad shistayv v'imchar v'yiplu damav l'nadava. So there's a concept that if a chatas, let's talk about a chatas for a moment. The Gemara says in many places, a chatas that, let's say the owner of a chatas died, or a chatas that he got lost, and the owner used another chatas to get his kapara. So then they find the original chatas, and it's extra. The halacha of Moshe Mishnah is that kol chatas shemesa ba'aleh, oshin shkapu ba'alav, the few other examples, mesa. That chatas yachid dies. Chatas tzibur, there's a machlokas we saw before, where the chatas tzibur, we saw just above, whether chatas tzibur is mesa, or you have to, it's not mesa, but everyone agrees that chatas yachid, shenishkapu ba'alav, or shemesa ba'alav, everyone agrees, mesa, that chatas dies. But the Gemara says that that's by a chatas, by an asham where it's a case where there's a suffix whether the guy's chayiv. So any case where chatas is mesa, we say asham is yiru ad shistavu. We have it graze until it gets a mum. So that's actually a machlokas, whether that concept of asham, a yiru, is a case, it's a deraisa concept or it's a derabanan concept. Look at Tosafot just quickly here. It's a machlokas we have all over the place in Shas. Tosafot dibur maskil asham, shemesu ba'alav, elishmamina gzeila acha kapara etu lefnei kapara. We'll get to that in just a moment. Jump down now in the Tosfos here, the last two narrow lines of this Tosfos. It says, V'hadamar b'chol duchtai, that which is said all over Shas, tehilchasa gemirla, tehchol shebechatas mesa, basham roa. Whenever the five examples of a chatas dies, we have a parallel to that, the asham roa, it grazes until it gets a mum. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, deria derabanan. That's only a ria concept. Ah, but doesn't it say hilchasa, seemingly even going on the asham case? It says hilchasa lo gemiri ela kol shebechatas mesa. But the Basham Karv Ola Hashas Dinakariya Fisha Takanu Tiknu Osam Chachamim. The Shas, the Gemara, had lumped them together because Chacham instituted such a concept. But really, the Hilchasa only applies to the Chatas Mesa, and the Asham Karev Ola is only a extension. That's Shitas Tosas. Others argue and say even the Asham was part of the Hilchasa Gemirla. So what's the halacha? Back to the Gemara now. So you have a case of an asham, shemesa balav, o shiniskapu balav. You have an extra asham now. The owner dies, so what do you do with it? Yira ad shiistayv, v'yimchar v'yiflu damav l'nedava. You have to let it graze until it receives a mum, and then you're allowed to sell it and use the money to buy a nedava. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Yomus, he says, no, you have to let the asham die. And Rabbi Shua Omer, yavi b'damav ola uli karav. You could sell it and use the money to bring it as a karbon. So, 1 second here. Fine. So the Gemara now says, so hagufa vivilikariv hagufa ola. Why do you have to sell it? Why not actually bring this extra asham as an ola? Because once the niskapu ba'alav or the mesa ba'alav, it's unnecessary, so it should automatically become an ola. Why do you have to redeem it first? So we have the same concept, ela lav gzeira lacha kapara. We're concerned that if afterwards you're allowed to transfer it even, very easily without having to sell it first, so we're concerned people might do that even before the kapara has been received. Okay, if you look just for a second at Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yavi Bedam of Olav, around seven lines up. Bal Asham Yavi Bedam of Olav. It sounds like from this presentation that Chachamim and Rabbi Yeshua are saying the same exact thing, that while Rabbi Elazar says that the Asham Shemesu Ba'alav, the Asham dies, both Chachamim and Rabbi Yeshua hold that you bring the money as an Ola. So what's the difference between Chachamim and Rabbi Yeshua?
Right?
Yeah. So Chachamim and Rabbi Yeshua say the same things. That seems to be the difference.
Rabbi Yeshua doesn't need a mum and Chachamim need a mum.
I think that's the difference. Yeah, let's see what Rashi says. Ela bizman shiba nidvas yachid, so mechala v'shoch the... Oh, he rashes differently. He says, bizman shiba nidvas yachid, so mechala v'shoch the v'niska krevim mishalal. When you bring a nidav as a yachid, the yachid has to be somech, the smicha, and he shechs it, and the nesachim that accompany it. Ubizman shuba nidvas tzibor, eina somechala v'niska krevim mishal tzibor. So it sounds like, I guess, one hold is a yachid, one hold is a tzibor. Not the question of whether you have to wait for it to have a mum or not. So maybe both, even though Rabbi Shur doesn't say, maybe he agrees it has to have a mum, but they're just arguing whether it's a nidvas yachid or a nidvas tzibur. I'm not sure who says which way though. Okay, so look at the Gemara there to fully understand this. Last line of the Amud. The Gemara says, Tani Nami Hachi, the Brayso says, Ma Bein Fa'ala Ma Hein Mevios Mina Mosos. What do you do with the leftover karbanos? Rashi explains it's referring to the leftover shelt tzibur, Shinis Osu Mishana Lashana, any leftover tzibur. We said there are at least four because the karbanos tamid, but it's possible there are others that are left over that were never brought in the previous year. What do you do with them? The Gemara answers, the top of Amud Beis, Kayetz Kivnos Shuach. They are kayats. What does that mean? Kayats, Rashi says, ka'odam shemevi b'kinua chasuda mine musika. It's like having a dessert. You fill up with the dessert just to, it's a very nice, pleasant thing. Apparently, b'no suach was something very tasty. So look at Tosos, who has a machlokas here.
That's, isn't Gemara in the Maivri, b'no suach?
It's all over the place. Tosos quotes a number of different Gemaras about the Zara, b'charos. But just right, we read just the top of Tosos. Tosas writes, Kivnos Shuach La'odam, Mashma Shehein Tovo. Sounds like they're very good. They're Mine Masika, they're sweet, they're desserts. The Ubekra Nami Ksiv, it's written in Kito Ha'etz L'machal. V'hayinu B'no Shuach, Ki Demashim B'Breshish Rabba. Apparently that was the B'no Shuach, that was what the Eitz Hadas was, it sounds like. Ki Garmu Shocha La'odam. Inami, then Tosas says, maybe really means B'nos Sheva, Shigarmu Sheva Yimei Avelis. Maybe it's really the Eitz Hadas was something bad. It caused death in the world. It caused 7 days of Avelis. And he goes on to a whole discussion here. Maybe really B'nos Shuach is something that's very garua, something very bad and not so tasty. So there are 2 days what exactly this B'nos Shuach exactly is. Anyways, the idea is that any leftover karbanos, tzibor, we fill the Mizbeach when it's very inactive. So asks the Gemara on the top, V'haksiv, doesn't it say, Ki chol se'or v'chol dvash, and the pasuk continues to say, Lo saktir mimenu isha la'ashem. What do you mean? How can you bring any fruit? How can you bring no shuach on the Mizbeach? It's also to have any sweet things on the Mizbeach, any fruit. So Gemara says, Tani Rav Chanina kivnos shuach la'adam. Not no shuach on the Mizbeach. Granted, we don't offer fruits on the Mizbeach. We're comparing it to the people eat fruits as a dessert. So to on the Mizbeach, there's such a thing as a dessert, namely the leftover karbanos from the previous year. Okay, there's a whole discussion here. Rashi adds to v'chol dvash, v'chol mine peros ha'ilan b'chlal. Not only you can't bring honey, the honey here refers to not dvash dvorim, refers to dvash tamarim, dvash that comes from the dates. Rashi writes, not only is it also to be makriv, the sweet part of the date, but even the sweet part of any other fruit would be b'chlal the iser. So it gets into a whole conversation here about hilchos brachas. What bracha do you say on dvash tamarim and dvash of other types of fruits? Is it a ha'et? Is it a shahako? So some say maybe only dvash tamarim is ha'et, but others are shahakol. Others say Rashi connects all them together, so maybe they all should be ha'et. In the end of the day, we all pass, can you say shahakol on any, if you have just the honey, any of the sweet juices of any of the fruits, we pass, can it would just be a shahakol.
This is going like Reb Shimon, this price. It doesn't say, but...
It doesn't say, because otherwise you wouldn't have to do case from this bag. Just yeah. Exactly. Right. Gemara now says, 3 lines down, Darish of Nachman bar Rav Chista, Ein makitin ba'olas of. There is a limitation. You cannot bring a leftover of as a makitin. That's not considered chashiv enough. Rashi brings a drash here. Rashi says, 3 narrow lines down, Ein olas of b'tzibor. That's b'tzibor, actually. Fine, let's get there. Fine, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Haburcha. This is incorrect. This is not true. This is a mistake. So Amar Le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, he comes to defend Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista. He says, the Rava, my Burchasa. What kind of mistake? Ana Amrisa Nehele. I told Rav Nachman this statement. Umishmei de Rav Simi Minarda. I didn't make it up. I heard it from Rav Simi. Amrisi Nehele, the Amar Rav Simi Minarda. Mosos Lenidvas Tzibor. Azli, vein olas of b'tzibor. Very clear statement that we only use leftover animals, behemos, for nidvas tzibor to makit to mizbeach, but we don't use leftover of the olas of b'tzibor. So what does that mean? Because Rashi explains here that ain olas of b'tzibor, that doesn't exist. You can't have an ola of an oaf, it never exists for a carbon tzibor, let alone makit to mizbeach. It just doesn't, can't be a carbon tzibor. As Rashi explains, the Tanya, b'taras kohanim, v'hikriv me'atorim v'hayochid mevi of. A tzibor never brings an oaf. So since a tzibor can never bring an oaf, that means you can never use an oaf for the ketz mizbeach, because ketz mizbeach is only for karbanos tzibor. Gemara now explains, af Shmuel Savar, even Shmuel holds, lehad Rabbi Yochanan, dam Rabbi Yehuda. So we're going back now to a previous discussion. We said earlier that Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that the tmidim that you don't need, you use for the ketz mizbeach. So how do we see that Shmuel holds this way as well? So Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Yehuda, Damar Shmuel, Karbanos Tzibor, Sakin, Moshchason, Nimashahein. when you shecht an animal, so that knife automatically makes it to what it is. What does that mean exactly? So Rashi explains here, sakin mosh chasan the mashahin. The sakin ashochtan, stam mosh chasan the carbon, shufresh mitchila l'chach. When you shecht it, whatever the stam machshav you have, whatever it was supposed to be, that's what it becomes. Vafilu ein ze also carbon asma. Even though this animal isn't for the carbon, what does that mean? Kigon olas tamid, ola l'keta im ein aroy l'tamid. So when you shecht it with the stam machshava, you shecht it to whatever you end up needing it for. Even though you thought you may have needed it for the tamid, in the end, since you didn't need it for the tamid, it could just very easily transfer over to the olas nidvas tzibur. That sakin defines what's going to be, even though you don't really know what it's going to be. That's the kach of the sakin. So you're able to transfer again the olas tamid to the olas nidvas tzibur. There's a machlokis, there are 2 days in the Rambam. Rambam has, based on this concept, he writes in the Perish Mishnahs in the beginning of Zvachim. The beginning of Zvachim talks about Lishma, Shalol Lishma, back and forth. He says when it comes to a carbon tzibur, because of this concept, Shalol Lishma can never disqualify a carbon tzibur. Since the sakan is makes it to whatever it becomes, so even though I personally may have had Shalol Lishma, it doesn't make a difference. It's all defined already by the sakan. But he does write elsewhere in Hilchos Beis Bechira that he thinks otherwise, that no, there can be a psul Shalol Lishma even by carbon tzibur, and he argues in what he writes in Perish Mishnayos. Fine. So the Gemara says, either way, we see from here, though, that by a tzibur, you could allow, since the sakin moshchas, and the knife pulls it over to wherever it needs to be, you could easily transfer the leftover tamid to a olas nidvas tzibur for the kaya tamiz bayach. Gemara quotes a brisa that says the same thing, tanya nami hachi, umo de Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon agrees, b'sa'ir, if the goat, she'im lo kar b'regel, yikar b'rosh chodesh, v'mlo kar b'rosh chodesh, yikar b'yom ha-kipurim, v'mlo kar b'yom ha-kipurim, yikar b'regel, v'mlo kar b'regel, zeh yikar b'regel acher. So you could always transfer very easily. Why? She'mitchila sal ba el l'chaper al mizbeach ha-chitzam. The whole point is simply to mechaper al mizbeach ha-chitzam. So we see from here that what? So look at Rashi. Rashi says in Modi Rabbi Shimon, Umaskana the Taima. Why? How do we connect this? The whole idea of these seirim is only to be mechaper on the mizbeach achiton. Alma, aha, hu dekaptina shikrav al mizbeach achiton lechaper miktas davar shehuk shelo. Has to have some affiliation. Chatas the tumas miktash tikrav the tumas miktash v'afapish ein kapar san shava. Even the Rabbi Shimon felt that each of the seirim were very different. One was for ein yediyah b'tchila, yeshu yediyah b'sof, whatever the case was, but they're at least connected enough to be mechaper and tumas miktash v'kadashav of the mizbeach hachitam. That's enough of a connection to transfer it over to a different carbon. So too, we can bring it back to our case now of the leftover ola to bring as the kaitz mizbeach. Says Rashi, halchanami leola shukdash leola yikrav. Even though I set aside the animal to be an ola for it to be a carbon tamid, which is an ola, if we don't need it for the ola of the tamid, you could bring it easily to the ola of the kaitz mizbeach. So this is another brisa that says the same concept. The Rabbi Shimon agrees to this point. Okay, Gemara now says quotes from the Mishnah again. That Mishnah back in Daf Beis, the Mishnah said, "Al zadon tumas mikdash v'kadashav hasayir hanase b'fnim." If a person intentionally was violating tumas mikdash v'kadashav, so Yom Kippur and the carbon nase b'fnim, it's going to be mechaper on it. So how do we know that even for mezid it's going to be mechaper? Minani mile the Tanur Rabbanan. The pasuk says, "V'chiper al hakodesh mitumas b'nei Yisrael." And it goes on to say in the pasuk, "Mi pishayim lechol chatasam." What's pishayim? Pishayim is elo hamaradim. It refers to those who rebel, those who do things intentionally. So you see, it's mechaper even for mezid. V'cheinu omer, another pasuk that proves that poshea is mezid. It says, "Melach Moav pasha bi." The Melach Moav had rebelled against me. That's lashon pshia. V'omer, and a third source is vaz tivsha livna be'esahi. So we see that it's another. Apparently another example that Pshia means mazen. Gemara then says, Chataos, Eilu Hashkagos. When it says in the pasuk Chataos, it's referring to accidental mistakes. V'cheinu Omer, Nefesh Kisechta, Bishkaga. So we see Shkaga is a accident. So Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah further, Al Shara Averos Shebatorah, Hakalos V'chamuros, Hazidonos V'shagagos. The Mishnah went on to say all the other Averos in the Torah, whether they're Ka, whether they're Chamer, whether they're in purpose, whether they're Bishogeg, whether you know about them, Holder V'lo Holder, Asa, Ase V'lo Sase, Krisim, Mrs. Bezin, all these different things, all the categories the Mishnah told us, the Sar HaMishaleach Mechaper, the Sar Lazazel that's thrown off the cliffs, that provides Kapara for everything else that's not Tumas Mikdash, the Kadasha.
Sorry, I'm a little confused. Didn't we say the Sara Nasa Bifneim was Mechaper for one of the cases of Yeshvilia in myself?
Yes, I don't know if this is referring to a different opinion or this is adding on to that as well. Mean it also is Mechaper for that. We look back at the Mishnah. Yeah, it must be that this is in addition to that as well. Mm-hmm. That's what you probably have to assume. Because it says two things in it. It says both Pesheim and Chatasayim. So one is on the Mezid and one's on the Chatas, the Shogeg of the Ein Yedia case. That's probably what you have to explain. Okay, the Gemara now says, so hey, Hainu Kalos, Hainu Asay V'Los Asay. The Mishnah listed a whole variety of examples that are outside the world of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshev. So how can we list Kalos? Isn't Kalos the same thing as Asiv Losasei? That's a low-level Isser. And then it says Chamuros, and then it also lists Hainu Krisos and Mrs. Bezdin. So why does it repeat that concept of Chamuros, and then goes on to say, oh, Bezdin and Krisos. And then Hoda, if you know about it, Hainu Mezid. And Lo Hoda, Hainu Shogeg. So we seem to be very repetitive in the examples given of what's considered Shar Averos. So answer the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda Hachi Kamar. Al Shar Averos Shebatara, Bain Kalos, Bain Chamuros, Bain Shasan Beshogeg, Bain Shasan Bemezid, Osan Shasan Beshogeg, and within that category of those that were done accidental, Bain Nodela Sveikon, Bain Lo Nodela Sveikon, we have a breakdown of knowing about the Safik or not knowing about the Safik, so that explains that first category. That gets rid, there is no steer between Noda and Mezid. There's really breaking within, again, within Shogeg, there's Noda versus not Noda. And Elohim Kolos, after we say what examples of Kolos are, so now the Gemara explains, the Mishnah says, and what are Kolos? Asif Los Hase, not that they're different categories, we're just defining for you what's a Kol. Ve'elohim Chamuros, Krisos and Mises Bezin. It's just definitions that are being provided for us in this Mishnah. Gemara now says that hai asay hechidami. What's the situation where a person violated an asay that he needs to bring a carbon? That the sar lazazel is going to be mechaper for him. Idla of a tshuva, if he hasn't done a tshuva yet, zavach risham to'eva, with the concept that a person zavach risham to'eva, the person's a rasha still, he didn't do tshuva, so then his zavach, his carbon's a to'eva, it's considered disgusting in the eyes of Hashem, so the carbon, sar lazazel, is not going to provide kabara for that person. He's not worthy of a carbon. If the guy did do tshuva for it, so then Kol Yoma Nami, he's able to do tshuva any single day. You don't have to wait for Yom Kippur. The Tanya Avar Al Mitzvah Ase Ase Tshuva Lo Zaz Misham Ad Shem Ochlin Lo. A guy does something wrong, he's Mevatel Ase, and he does tshuva. You don't need a carbon. That moment, a Kadosh Baruch Hu provides you kapar. So what's the case? Amar Rebbe Zeira, going now to the top of Yud Gimel, Bo'omed B'marada, Rebbe. It's a situation where he didn't do tshuva, Rashi says. Ah, but didn't we say, Zevach Risham To'eva? So how could the Sar Lazaza provide kapara if this guy still is a Rasha? So it holds like Shitas Rebbe, the Tanya Rebbe Omer, Akol Aveir Shabbatara, Bein Ase Tshuva, Bein Lo Ase Tshuva, Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Rebbe has this chiddush. That even though in general, Zevach Risham To'eva, person's personal carbon, is considered a To'eva if he still stands as a Rasha, when it comes to the carbon of the Sar Lazazel, that's different. It's able to be Mechaper even when the guy still stands in his Mered. That's true of all Averos, with the exception of Chutz Miparek Ol, a person who really throws off the Kofar B'Ikar, Rashi explains, he denies all of Yadus, or Megal Panim Torah, where he goes against the understanding of the Torah, how the Chachamim are darshan the Torah, or Mefer Bris Bebasar, where he tries to cover up that he is a Bris Mila. Those are three examples where even if a person does receive, even though the Sar Lazazel is Mechaper for everything else, these are three exceptions where it's not Mechaper. Shim also Tshuva Yom HaKippur Mechaper. If the guy does Tshuva on these last three, so then Yom Kippur is going to provide Kabar for him. Vim Lab, if he doesn't do Tshuva on the last three, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper. But for all the other Averos, even though the guy didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur will be mechaper for such an individual. Okay, now this concept, by the way, that an asay, a guy violates an asay, if he's considered a rush or not, the Yushalmi argues. Yushalmi says, if a guy violated an asay, he's mevata asay, we don't have the klal of zevach risham to eva. It's a bit asay, it's not a good thing, but he's not called a rush. So we would still accept the person's karbon. And Yom Kippur, I guess, according to all opinions, would provide kapara. But the Bavli clearly holds that a person is mevata asay, he does have a din of zevach risham to eva. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone, have a wonderful day.